Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you throw me away. I've got to flip up your dinner. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. And now whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will know.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Oh, there we go. I had the phone on mute. How's everybody doing tonight? Oh, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Tonight we got a good show. Well, every Friday we have a good show. It's just something that I say. Tonight we have a good show. You got to talk it into existence sometimes. But we really do have a good show. I do have a good show in store for you. I don't know how, oh, before we get into that, I hope everybody had a happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. I hope the family visits and reunions and all that went well. I hope all the food was good. Now you got to try losing them 5 and 10 pounds that you gained. I actually turned my phones off. I had to turn both of my phones off and seclude myself. Because it just seemed like this year we just went damn fool over Thanksgiving. I mean, people that never cooked before was cooking. People who never celebrated it before was celebrating it. House reunions. It was just so much strange stuff going on that I actually got paranoid. I said, let me hide from the world. Because when the powers that be or the government or whoever say that we have to eat on this day in the whole world or community, society or whatever, and everybody believe it, shit, I don't know. I'ma start my own day. A day everybody just eat fried chicken or something. We just figure out a name, what we gonna call it. And everybody rush out and just eat fucking chicken. Fried chicken, baked chicken, boiled chicken, grilled chicken, baked chicken, or whatever. But, you know, anyway, I'm just joking. Thanksgiving is a good time. It's for families to get together, because life is short. So for the people who enjoyed it and families got together, that's a good thing. But we need to sometimes look up the true and real meaning of Thanksgiving, which I don't got time to get into today, but just look it up sometime. But not in the white man books. Ask a Indian or ask a Muslim, somebody like that. What's the real true meaning? Or if somebody know the real true meaning, press one and tell me. If anybody think they know the real meaning of Thanksgiving, let me know what it is. I know, but somebody let me know. But anyway, I did have a turkey fried, and I baked some, I guess it was some sweet potatoes, and I don't know. But I did it all by my lonesome. I was dolo. Solo and solo. Maybe we can hear some Thanksgiving stories later. First, I got to say I want to thank everybody on the phone lines. We got a lot of, every week I'm getting new callers and new people to the show. So I really try to be on my worst behavior. Yeah, my best behavior, and I try to make sure I entertain and educate people for 2 hours with the help of my guests and my listeners and everybody who just follow and support the show. and the people on the line, the people who listen in our line, got to send a shout out to you, because the people online, you do matter too. Even though you don't got the courage to call in and call in and listen, you're hiding behind that online button. Call in, it's cool. Oh man, I've been waiting. It seemed like I'd be waiting a whole week to do this show, and it seemed like the week is getting longer and longer and longer. And this was supposed to be my last show until January, the first Friday in January, but actually it's going to be next Friday. Next Friday will be my last show until the first week in January. I know, don't cry. But I got previous obligations to fulfill. I think I told y'all last week I got to finish writing this book. And I just need a month. And I think Dre was telling me, what's one Friday on a podcast going to do to hurt you from writing a book? A lot. Because you have to stay focused on one thing at a time. Well, I do. Maybe some people could write movies and write books and write plays and commercials and all that. But me, I have to stay focused on one thing. Well, so how many people was here? How many people was on this show last week? Let's deal with the elephant in the room right now. And I gotta, and like Miss Gigi liked to say, this is the Keeping It Real show. Yes, it is. So that's what we do on here. Last week we had a caller, and I know quite a few of you probably remember she came on the show. And she said she was in a relationship. She'd been in a relationship with her man for 15 years. And, you know, she was talking about the relationship and everything. So I just happened to ask her. I said, well, you know, a man really likes his woman to be a woman in the street, but a freak under the street, under the sheets. And she said, Well, she was like, well, I'm taking care of business, but if you're talking about the other thing, excuse my French, she said, I don't suck dick. Now, I've been doing this podcast almost 3 years, and let me tell you, I never seen my phone lines light up that fast with that many people pressing one. I did not know that oral sex or sucking dick, as she said, was that significant, that important, game-changing. A ball breaker, a relationship maker. I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know that it was that important because I've never been in a relationship like that. So I guess everybody gonna say now, everybody who know me, they gonna say, well, everybody that they know that I've been in relationships with, they gonna know now what they do. And I'm like, well, I'm just keeping it real. I never been in a relationship where I had that problem. But I mean, you know, I'm not telling on anybody or anything like that, because, you know, I give just like I receive. You know what I mean? So I tell on myself before I tell on anybody else. But the line was, people was calling in and everybody was saying, you know, well, the main thing was everybody was saying, well, if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. Caller after caller, text after text. I got inbox after inbox. It's like, well, if she ain't doing it to her man, somebody else is doing it. And you've been with him 15 years, and that's why you're not married. And I guarantee you somebody else is doing it. Please stop with the inboxes for 1 second while I get this introduction out. See, it's starting already. She mentioned sucking dick, and some people just go crazy. But, to her defense, a lot of people was angry with my listeners for making her feel like she had to do that she had to give oral sex to, I guess, keep her relationship together or keep her man home or whatever they thought. I'll have to have ladies say the answer to that. And then some people were saying, well, or maybe she just got a problem. She just don't trust them. A lot of people was telling me that. Well, she just don't trust them. But then I think to myself, if you not giving somebody oral sex, man or woman, if you're not going down on your man and giving him head because you think he might be putting his dick in somebody else, or if you're not going down on your woman because you think she might be sleeping with somebody else, let me see, put this in your pipe and smoke. It's a man somewhere, millions of them right now, out in the world right now. It's a man somewhere right now going down on his woman, giving her fellatio. And yes, in the day before, and yesterday, a man was pal driving in her vagina. It's a man somewhere right now who going down on his woman and giving her oral sex. No, and it's a woman somewhere right now. Right now, as we speak, it's a woman somewhere in this universe, in this world, who giving her man head, and he just had his dick in another woman pussy yesterday, and you don't know. So, if you say that I'm not giving somebody oral sex because I don't trust them, whether you trust them or not, I mean, you're not going to know. It's just the world we live in. It's a dirty game. And life ain't fair. And people ain't true. And a lot of shit is fake. And a lot of people is fake. I just got off the phone maybe an hour and a half ago with a friend of mine. This is real. And then he said he got to get off the phone with me because he knew what I was doing. He been married over 25 years. Over 25 years. He told me his lady was going out with her. No, I better not say that because I don't know if she's listening. His lady was going out. You know, I got a lot of people who listen, who pretend not to listen. Anyway, he'd been married over 25 years. His lady was going out. And me and him was on the phone talking. I'm watching the Jets and Miami game. He watching the game. And I said, where your wife at? He said, oh, she on the way out with her, whoever, friends or whatever. I said, what you about to do? He said, I'm about to take a shower and go by my girl house. I said, your girl house? He said, yeah. He said, you know the one I went to, let's just say Jamaica, but it was somewhere else. The one I told you about, I went to Jamaica and I sent you the pictures. It's like, oh, okay. And that's when I said, man, how long you been married? And he told me how long, but it's over 25 years. He said, let's just say 26 years. I said, how long you been married? He said, 26 years, and I can't stand that motherfucker. Exact words. He said, man, I understand why people get divorces. So I said to him, I said, you've been cheating a long time, bro. You probably been married 26 years. You probably been cheating 26 years. He said, why are you asking me all these questions for your fucking podcast? I said, yes, sir. I said, I'm going to call you when you get to your mistress house. He said, no, you ain't, because I ain't going to answer the fucking phone. Because I would have called his ass. So anyway, I said, yo, let me ask you a question, bro. I said, you ever thought that your wife might be cheating on you? He said, yes. He said, but if she cheating on me, she might as well leave and go with the motherfucker. And I said, come again? He said, I said, if she cheating on me, she might as well leave and go live with the motherfucker. I said, so why you don't go live with the bitch you cheating with then? He didn't have an answer for that. You know why? Because I stumped him with that. Married 26 years cheating. And they still going strong. So what will we call that? His wife might come home tonight and suck his dick. And he out fucking right now. So if that's the case, my guess from last week, you might just be right. Maybe you can't go down on people if you don't trust them. I don't know. What might you say? And that's just one example I know. I know plenty of examples. Am I trying to put a damper on people's spirits? No. Am I trying to talk like that because I'm not married anymore? No. I'm just keeping it real, like I always do. Fuck love. I'm Mr. Fuck Love. Relationships is hard, and a lot of them is unreal. But more power to the people who out there fighting to make it real, who fighting for love, who fighting to grow old together with people and be soulmates. More power to you with that. And then I forgot I had a text last week. So I got so many texts and inboxes of questions people wanted me to ask my guests. Oh, yeah, but I didn't tell everybody the secret. You know what it is, the big thing is? Because you remember at the end of the show, she said she was – so many people had said that if you're not doing it, somebody else do it. She started thinking about maybe she should do it. So, shit, you know what I did. I told her to come back on the show this week. So guess what? We supposed to have her back on the show this week. And boy, people was hitting me with so many questions to ask her last week. Ask her, well, if she don't do oral sex, what do she do to compensate for that? Where is let her man talk? Have she ever did it to him in 15 years? Man, they just was bombarding me with so many questions, man. Like, I've been doing this podcast almost 3 years, and I never had an explosion like I had last week when she said, I've been with my man 15 years, and I don't suck dick. I never knew. But now I know. Oral sex, deep throat, tongue play, whatever you want to call it, is a game changer in a relationship. I don't know what time. If my guest is here, if you could press 1 so I could know you here. Oh, okay. I see. I thought you might have chickened out on me for a minute. You's a bad one, huh? Okay. Hold on. Hello, 2611.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, you came back, huh?
Yes, I did. How was your Thanksgiving?
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
We got a I didn't think you was gonna really call back in this week. But I'm glad you did.
Why?
You set my show on fire.
Well, that wasn't the intention to do. But I called.
No,
I had to call back in.
That's good, though. But look. Keep that same energy now.
All day.
These women out here talking about you gotta go down to keep your man, unless you did it since last week. But look, don't say nothing yet. We gotta take a quick break.
Oh,
listen, we gonna take a quick break, and we gonna be right back. Everybody, relax and sit back. Don't forget. Like I always like to say, donations is being accepted. Everybody should know the Cash App by now. $JASHONJ. We bringing you the best in relationship talk and sex talk here. No donation is too large and no donation is too small. If you need to hear it again, just press 1. I'll give it to you or inbox me or text me. Let me find a quick song, and then we're going to take a quick break. We can come back with Miss Anonymous. We're going to find out is or is you ain't my baby. Hold on a second. I heard that song somewhere before. I don't remember where I heard it at. Hold on, let me find a damn song. I need a DJ to do this shit. I gotta be the DJ. I gotta be the host. I gotta pay the bills. I gotta beg for donations. I gotta do everything. I gotta get a team. Now I got a team. I got my man Dre out here somewhere doing something. Oh, wait a minute. Dre know where all the songs at. Fuck it. I'm gonna put the same song back on. I love this song. All right, listen, everybody stay tuned. Yo, tell a friend, call people, tell them it's about to go down on the Keeping It Real, the Jay Sean podcast. No holds barred, no filter, everything goes. We're about to find out how to keep your woman at home or how to keep your man at home. Or maybe begin about to find out how to make them not stay home, whatever. I know how a woman can keep me home, and I know how to keep a woman home. I just don't know how to keep them forever. That's my only problem. I can't keep them forever. I can keep them for a little while, but all women, they always leave me. I don't know if I ever left a woman. Every woman I had left me. I explained. I done explained that millions of times on my show. I'm not leaving no woman because when I'm with women, I'm cool. I'm getting what I want. I'm doing what I want. I'm cool. I guess when they find out about that Jay Sean love Jay Sean, then I guess they get the fuck away from me. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe. I don't know. Blame it on your mama. All right. We get ready to take a quick break. Everybody on the phone lines, and we'll be right back after this. We get ready to go backstage, Miss Anonymous.
All right.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and probably let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, yeah. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder I'm alone.
Baby, you know me away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your
We back. And I got my guests on here.
Hitler.
We got some new people who came out to the phone line. Let me fill them in real quick. We got the female out here from last week that said she'd been in a relationship for 15 years, but she don't suck no dick. Excuse my language. And everybody was telling her that if you don't do it, somebody else is doing it. And this and that and this and that. And then I just didn't know that was going to explode like that. And then at the end of the show, she said, oh, well, y'all made me, you know, maybe think a certain way. And then people got mad with me saying that I let everybody say that to her. She shouldn't do it if she didn't want to. And then other people said, well, if she's not doing it, what do she do to compensate for not doing it? And then some people said, well, they thought maybe they pussy was so good that they didn't have to do it. And the story just kept rolling on and rolling on and on like a wheelbarrow. And I don't know, but we about to find out. And listen, at this time, anybody who got a question for you, got to press 1. You want to make a statement, don't be shy. She not going to be with us too long tonight. You know, last week she stayed along. She ain't going to stay that long tonight. Somebody did text me and ask, say they wanted to say, where was your man? So I did ask her where her man was at. She said, he's not there. So we will just remember that it's two sides to every story, but we just getting her side. So after hearing it, how long you been on the show, Miss Anonymous, tonight?
This is my second appearance on the show.
No, I mean, what time did you call in?
At 8:25.
Okay, so you didn't hear none of that shit I was saying in the beginning.
I heard a little bit of it. I was listening to, and then I was pressed, and I had to press 1.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing then. So we starting off fresh. Is it anything you want to say at the outset, far as what you remember from the show last week, or you just want me to come with the questions?
I kind of remember the whole thing from the show last week. It really amazed me how it went. I'm not going to say sideways, but it went more of, oh, she's not doing this, somebody else is. If this. Sometimes that's not always the truth. I spoke to you, Jay, separately after the show, and I told you a lot of personal things that I should have informed you of before the show.
Yes.
And I'm going to speak about it because at the end of the day, I got to keep it real within myself. And I did tell you that majority of the reason why I did not do that is because of the way that I have heard gentlemen speak to women and this, that, and the third. But after doing the show, it made me realize that, how can I say this? That was part of my truth, but that wasn't my whole truth. That's what I was able to hold on to say that's not why I don't do that.
So you still don't do that?
No, I don't.
Thought we made you do it last week, didn't it?
No, and it's a lot more to it that I have to say, okay, this is what it is, and that's it.
So, okay, look. So look, I know, man, you, we talk behind the scenes on personal stuff, you know, that we really don't
right.
gotta reveal on here. Because
right.
the personal stuff that you revealed to me, and mostly all my listeners know by now that they knew my profession from before that I was in.
Right.
And the profession that I was in before, like, I mean, I heard that like 10 out of 10 women, I'm not going to lie to you, like, I won't say 10 out of 10, I'll say like eight or 9 out of 10. So I understand that.
Right.
And it can affect, it can affect people. Men or women, men or women.
What? Right. What I'm saying all right, go ahead.
No, the thing I was getting ready to say is, so you don't do that because you don't trust them, or you don't do that because
it has nothing to do with him.
Personal things that happen to you.
It had nothing to do with him at all. I'm going to take it back to, like, last week we had a young man up there, and he came up there and he said, I'm trying to think of his exact words that he said. He said, because she said she'd never done it, but she know how to. And right there
right.
made me knew that I knew what I needed to say. Yes, I know how to, but I've never done it as an adult. When I was 8 years old, I was molested, and that person forced me to do that to them up until I was 12. So when I say, no, I don't, that is the reason why. I don't want to feel as if I'm forced to do anything. And when it comes to my man, he doesn't push me to do anything because he knows everything. And if it's going to take me to a place where it feels like it's bringing me back to that girl, that little girl that had to do those things to a grown man that should not have never even looked at me in that manner. And that's my truth. And that's the truth I should have spoke on last week instead of just saying, no, 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 no. And because I see men disrespecting women, like I said, yes, that was part of it. But the big part of it was that.
Okay, that's unfortunate, and I'm sure I can say that everybody and me, you know, feel for you in a situation like that.
No, I don't want any sympathy. That's never my case. I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor.
But look, but I still.
But it took me 40 years to
speak
on what took place.
But look, I still got to ask you the question.
You can.
I understand what happened to you. And I know you say that your man understand what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But 15 years is a long time. So you think,
okay.
so you think that. Because I think you did say a little bit that you didn't trust him last week. I can't remember.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be with him if I don't trust him.
But look, in 15 years, you think he never went outside and had a blowjob or nothing like that? How you feel in your heart? How do you feel? Do you believe that in your heart, honestly?
Do I believe
because,
that
look,
he cheated?
Wait a minute. Don't answer that yet. Wait. Because me, I speak for me, and I'm a loving and caring person. And if I've been with a lot of women that have been molested, and I've been with women that have been raped, and I've been with a lot of women, and I sympathize with them, and I understand everything. And if I was with a woman 15 years and I understood that she didn't do that because of what went on with her when she was young, I'm just talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I would still go and get it from somewhere else. But I mean, occasionally or whenever. But I'm just one person. I would have to ask other guys, like, what they say. And what I do don't mean nothing. I'm just speaking from a man's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And so you believe that he hasn't had a blowjob in 15 years?
I didn't say I believe that he didn't. I didn't say I believe that he did. I don't have any evidence that he did. So I can't say what he did and what he didn't do. Now, when I catch
That's
him
good.
In some stuff, then we talking, we got another ball game.
That's what my mother used
but
to say.
But until then,
say, don't say nothing
my
to
truth
my mother
is what it
say,
is.
Don't say nothing till you catch him.
Exactly. And then I don't want to sit. I'm never going to be the one to sit around and be wondering and, okay, now I got a this. I'm not doing that.
Hold on. We got a caller. 0672, you live.
Good evening. I'd like to say to Ms. Hydra, showing this is Gigi.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Gigi?
To Ms. Anonymous, I commend you and thank you because just you speaking your truth, I mean the whole truth, you don't know how many women or young ladies that you may touch with that to want to be a survivor and not a victim as well.
Thank you.
It gives people now, because I was on the show last week listening, and it definitely gives a whole other outlook on your reasoning other than just the fact that you heard men disrespect women. I'm sorry that you had to be disrespected and violated as a child. And as obvious have made you the woman that you are today. So for that, I definitely commend you. Like I said,
Thank
it gives
you.
A totally different outlook on your answers, of, you know, from last week. Now, this is your truth. And
this is my truth.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't easy for you to speak that out, you know, because there's so many people that have been molested and have went through domestic violence things, because that is a form of domestic violence, that still aren't able to speak the truth. So with along with that, I hope that this gives you a little more peace of being, you know, not a victim but a victorer. And like I said, I commend you because you don't know how many people you may have touched who want to be able to tell their truth so that they can move on. As far as saying, oh, that your man has went out and done other things, if he has an understanding of what happened to you, I mean, like you said, you can't speak it because you don't have any evidence, nor are you looking for any evidence. That's number one, because, you know, when we seek, we shall find. And for anybody that has anything negative to say after hearing her truth, shame on you. If anything, we should be giving her applause and commending her for wanting to come back and tell the truth and not just leave it as if, you know, as have people just think what they want to think. So for that, I thank you. Like I said, it gives me a different outlook on it, because at first I said, you know, you said that you did. It wasn't that you didn't know how to do it. This was last week that you just didn't do
right.
it. For me, that was a little hard to think, and I kept saying to myself, there's got to be something deeper.
It almost came out last week when the young man said it, and I almost
mm-hmm.
said it then. But I had to, like, after I hung up the phone, I had to really go back because, like I said, it happened over 40 years ago. I've
mm-hmm.
dealt with it through counseling. I've dealt with it through, you know, all of those, you know, my mom got me the proper steps that I needed to get me to where I am today. But after then, it made me say, you know what, I have to say what it is. Like I said, it never happened. I never done it as an adult, but I was forced to do it as a kid. And I'm not sure if it's still traumatizing, even as an adult, to even say, okay, I'm going to try it just for fun, just to please my man. I can't do something to please him that's going to unsatisfy me.
And that's definitely understandable. Because being an advocate and also talking to young children and adults and young adults about being molested, it's a hard thing to swallow, even as an adult. So there's still a mental block and there's something, but you speaking it out your mouth is also a part of your healing.
Yes. Thank you.
So continue to heal and love on yourself and tell your story because you don't know who you may save. And, mental health, depression because of these things that have happened. And there's so many people that don't know how to get past it. They just get through it and go by the motions day by day, but they've never got over the trauma. Nor have they
right.
spoke. So a lot of them are stuck in that little girl stage from the time that it began to happen. And I commend you once again for not being stuck at that 8 to 12, you know, year old little girl. Because
Thank
you now brought her to the front and let him know you didn't win.
Exactly.
So continue to keep doing what you're doing. And speak your truth, and don't be afraid of it.
Thank you.
That was good. That was deep.
That's why I said to you before, it's a lot of layers to this. And sometimes you just have to peel back the layers and say, it is what it is. And if a person can't understand and respect what I've been through because they want it about them, then maybe they're not the person for me. But I don't have to worry about that because he respects what I've been through.
I also want to commend him for being that stand-up guy to say that I don't want to be part of your trauma. Because in so many cases, you know, I've had women tell me, you know, they tell me, oh, it's been so many years, you should be over it. But who is it?
No, you never
Where
over
does it,
it
give anybody the right to tell somebody how long or when they should be over something that happened to them?
You're never over that. You're never
no,
over
I,
that
so
because
you, don't
you
get
never
over
can
it, you
understand
get
how can somebody violate a kid. How can not, I mean, it's wrong to violate anybody, period, no matter what age they are. But it's definitely
yeah.
wrong to violate a kid when they're in their impressionable times. This is when they're learning themselves. This is when they're growing. This is where their self-esteem. This is when all of these things are being built for this kid. And you just tore it down and broke it. So no, there's no time on grieving and there's no time on healing.
Not at all.
That's
and it's a lot of
like
days that I've sit and I right it's like even before my mom passed, I asked her about that situation. Like, did she blame herself because she worked three jobs to make sure that we was okay and left us with family members. And
that she trusted. Of course she did.
That she trusted. And I had to ask her, you know, because I've always wanted to tell her that it wasn't her fault and that she didn't have to leave this earth thinking it was her fault, but feeling as if she didn't protect us as a mother because she did what she had to do to make sure we had. And the moment she found out about it, she moved us from that situation and she got us the help that we needed. And I love her for that.
Is there anything else, Miss Gigi?
This is a subject that touches home for me.
That's what I said. I said a lot of women, like, you know, a lot of women been, you know,
have been
like nine out of ten women I know.
Yes. And I myself, I thank God that I was not a victim of sexual molestation. But because I've had family members that were, would actually fueled my fire to do the to be a domestic violence advocate, to be an advocate for those kids that don't have someone that has a voice for them. And believe it or not, it could go either way. A lot of people don't understand the depths of child molestation and the impact that it has on children and adults in their adulthood that never deal with it. So sometimes it goes the other way. They either become withdrawn or they become very promiscuous. And
I was promiscuous. I was very promiscuous, very.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a feeling at an early age that I was searching for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was very promiscuous at an early age.
And I want
to
say to you.
And it took me to have my first child that happened to be a girl to say, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to check myself because I knew I was responsible for somebody's life now. And
well, you
even,
know,
you know, I
that.
Had a talk with them yesterday, and they were talking about their childhood and how I didn't let them spend the night by people's houses and how I didn't let people spend the night by our house. And I used to always, and I you know, I told them, I said, the reason why I never let y'all stay out because the boogeyman is in people's house. And I don't know who they are, but y'all won't be there. I don't know the people you want to stay the night by.
Yes. I also want to tell you that even though you've gotten past this, there's that little girl that still blames herself. Let her off the hook. Because even 40 years later, there's times it comes up.
I don't think I ever blame myself. I blame the person that did it.
Okay.
They were the monster. I wasn't. I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was jumping rope. I was roller skating. I was hula hooping. I was doing what an 8-year-old girl was supposed to do. That monster
mm-hmm.
was the one that was the problem. And that's why he sits in jail now to this day. And I don't care how many years it takes me to keep writing parole, he'll never get out because I promise you I'm going to keep him in there.
Definitely commend you and glad to hear that you never blamed yourself because so many times children, when that happens to them, they blame themselves and because they don't know how to take it. You know, their innocence was definitely violated. So please tell your story. I don't know what you do in your community. I don't know how, you know, what type of community you live in, but get connected. Get connected to some of these domestic violence, and you can call the 1-800 domestic violence number, and they will give you the names and addresses and numbers for your community, because there's some little girls out there and even some young adults and some adults that need to hear your story.
Yes.
They need to hear it. It's very important. Because you may save somebody's life, you know, and if you save one, you've done a whole lot. You can't save the world, but if you can save one.
We got to, hold on, we got to, hey, Miss Gigi, thanks. Hold on, though.
Yes.
Stay with us.
Thank you.
We gotta, I got somebody else that want to, because I know Miss Anonymous can't stay too long. Hold on, let's take another caller. 9513 live.
Good evening, everyone. How are we today? It's Yvonne and A.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Hi, everybody. So it's so interesting. You know, I believe that Conversations with God, it's on YouTube. It's very, very, very healing. It's a conversation. It's a book, actually, but it's read on YouTube. And it just explains a whole lot of things. We never want to ignore what people are feeling and what they have experienced. But we also, as Ms. Anonymous is saying and Ms. Gigi is saying as well, we want to understand the process. And I'm so grateful that your mom took the action she took once she found out. And I believe in her heart of hearts, she knows she did the right thing because she acted when she officially, you know, was informed. But people who abuse are also sometimes abused. And this, not only sexual trauma, but also physical abuse and beating that children, both men, males and females, experience, become lifetime trauma triggers. And not only talking about it as a survivor, I love what you said, you're a survivor, not a victim, but not only talking about it to those who may have experienced it, but finding a way that we can empower through education to possibly avoid these things, to avoid them. Not saying that the survivor is responsible, but the person who might be feeling these feelings and doing these actions, if we start educating across the board that, you know, there are medications that cause these things to happen, cause people to act out in the way that they do, whether it's physical abuse or sexual abuse. It's chemical imbalances. But nobody's talking to us about that on a preventive level, on an empowering level, because it's not new. And we keep seeing things happen and want to go to finding a remedy or finding a way to work through it. But we really need to get to the source of it and kind of like stop it in its tracks. You may already know this, but I have two books on mental health and overall health and wellness, and the books are so easy to read that a seven-year-old could read it, and we're speaking like eye to eye, and my co-author is the creator, and I am really humbled to be able to share the information that I'm given to share. But we really need to start educating. The same thing as in, they have this big talk about the curriculum on the LGBTQ community, and they don't want it being taught in school. But it's not about teaching you how to. It's about informing you on the why these things are happening, because people don't know. Children don't know why they're feeling the way they're feeling. and they grow up traumatized by society that victimizes them. So there's a lot of victimization going on, and it's just really lack of education. And Jay Sean, I heard the earlier part of this conversation with Miss Anonymous, and I heard your the results of your, not your official survey, but 9 out of 10 women and 9 out of 10 men, that is, having your genitals manipulated by a mouse is not the end all for everybody. Whether it's your genitals or your nipples, some people don't like to kiss, period. No trauma related. They just don't like kissing, or they don't like being touched in a certain kind of way. But the way you ask the question and the way you make the statement is like, if you're not doing it, then he's got to be getting it done. Not necessarily if that's not what he wants, or being willing to accept based on the love and understanding of a partner. And it doesn't mean that they're going to go out and get it, because they have all kinds of things you could purchase to give you that same kind of powerful suction feeling. But I'm just a little concerned that that statement is like put there, like, you know, if you're not doing it for your man, then somebody else is going to. No, your man may not want it. Then,
you wrong. Right?
I'm just saying.
I gotta correct you right there. I didn't say that. I said that's what all the callers was saying last week. Everybody that was calling was saying that if she wasn't doing it, somebody else is doing it. But I can talk from my experience, me personally. About how I feel about it, but you know what I'm saying, that's just my opinion. But when I was saying what everybody was saying last week was that if she wasn't doing it, then somebody else was doing it. You know what I mean? And I only could tell you from how I feel about how I only could tell you how I would react to it. Because everybody is not sentimental to all situations. Some people are and some people not. It's going to be some people that say negative stuff when this show is over. It's going to be some people that's going to be feeling like, oh my God, that's so bad. And then it's going to be other people that saying, oh, she still could do it. It don't really matter. That happened a long time ago. That's because there's no two people alike in this world. And everybody is different. I mean, but we all could sympathize with somebody being taken advantage of at a young age. Shit, I was taken advantage of at a young age. You know what I mean? So, I was just repeating what all the callers were saying when she said that. You know what I mean? Not me insinuating.
Thank you. I apologize. Thank you. I didn't get that part. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't insinuating that.
But I also get it, too. And, like, you know, like it's going to be – it's a two-way street. You're going to have some positive. You're going to have some negative. But I don't live for the negative.
Right.
I live for the positive. And nothing and nobody can't tell me what I should do, how I should do it, and why I should do it. And for the ones that is going to be negative, you're entitled to your opinion. It's your opinion. But you don't live in my shoes. And you haven't experienced what I've experienced. And even if you experienced something similar to what I've experienced, my experience towards it is different than yours. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to come down on anybody. I'm not here to look,
so look
at anybody in no type of negative way. I just came back to tell my truth. I told it, and that's
so,
that.
So, Miss Anonymous, look, because, you know, when I do this show, I'm a journalist. You know what I mean? So
yes,
I speak for the people who don't speak, who might be listening now, and they might have things to say, but they're afraid to say them, or they might be saying, Jay Sean, please ask this, or please ask that. So when I ask certain questions, I'm coming from you from a journalist point of view. You know what I mean? When I ask certain questions. So so my question to you is that, being that everything that happened to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but you got a man for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Other than oral sex, and you don't really got to answer this question. This is just a question I'm just asking. Other than oral sex, do you have stimulations or hard feelings to other parts of sex too, or everything else goes but that?
No, it's other stipulations, because that wasn't the only thing that happened as a kid. I was also sodomized too.
So it's problems all around.
Well, I'm not going to say that it's problems all around. Like, why is there, I'm not understanding, why would anybody?
Go ahead, answer it. Oh, her call got dropped. We got to wait for her to call back. Or maybe her man walked in the door.
I believe her call dropped. At this point, you know, when she says he knows all the truth, I don't think it would be a problem for discussing anything in front of him.
Listen, I mean, I don't know. This was this totally went another. It caught me by surprise too, like it caught everybody else by surprise. Hold on. She back with us. Hold on. You was right, Miss Gigi. Her call dropped. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
I'm sorry. My phone, the call dropped. I'm sorry. So I'm not understanding.
I thought your man walked in the door.
I'm gonna be me. With him or without him, I'm going to speak in front of him. I'm going to say how I feel, because for a lot of years I wasn't able to say how I felt as a kid until I went through the counseling that I needed to. And Jay, you know me for over 30 years. I've always said how I feel.
Yeah,
and I'm going. If he's walking this door, I'm going to say how I feel.
That he knows all, so that
might,
you wouldn't have a problem speaking in front of him.
Yeah,
sorry, just
they
showing.
Might they
no.
They might say like Jay is unsensitive or whatever, but they don't know. We go back 30 years, like we good. You know what I'm saying? They need, like,
yeah,
we,
I
we,
even
we
told
stuff.
You. What did I say to you a couple of months ago, Jay? I want you to write my story for me. You said I got
writer's block. Yeah.
It was a lot of it you didn't know, but you would have known it once we sat down and I said, I want to write this book.
Right.
But when I came on the show last week, I honestly didn't expect for it to go the way that it did, and everybody feeling as if I'm not married because I don't, you know, have oral sex, and it has nothing to do with that.
It also lets you know what world we're living in today.
Exactly,
bingo.
Because if people really want to be technical about it, first of all, nobody should be having oral sex or sex if they're not married. If we really want to go the Bible way, but we're going to leave that alone.
Now we're getting detailed.
But we're going to leave that alone because, like I said, I'm not going to take up too much of the time because I just wanted to come and tell my truth. So now that everybody knows my truth, they could take it, they could leave it. It don't matter to me. They could feel how they want to feel. They could say what they want to say. At the end of the day, everybody is entitled to their opinion. And you know what they say.
Anonymous.
Opinions are like what?
Assholes.
Exactly.
Anonymous. Let me take one more caller, then I'll let you go because I know you said you couldn't stay too long tonight. All right, 8555, you live.
Yes, Mr. Shadi, I'd like to commend you, Ms. Anonymous, because as Ms. Gigi said, this is something that happens in our community far too often. And we push it and slide it under the rug. And it creates a lot of pain and it creates a lot of dysfunction. Now, the other thing is, as far as the oral sex and sex period, it's really where we function in. On a lower level of ourselves. And, it's time for us to go to a higher level of self anyway and start functioning on, because really when you think about sex, I mean, what do you put in for sex? At your best, an hour, 2 hours, then what about the rest of the day? So it's not like for me, and it should be, that sex should be on the back burner because there's so much going on and so much that we need to change and work on individually that sex is a small, minute part for us to be focusing on when the inner person that we need to be building for all the things that we deal with each and every day. And, that's what I think. That, we have to focus on that. So for a man on his higher level of self, you're not doing that, it won't bother him because at my lower level, sure, it would have been something that it would have been a problem for me. But now at a higher level of myself, and getting an understanding of women and how important you are to us as men, I'm able to, look at it from a different view and see that, we need each other and we need to be more sensitive to each other's feelings, to what each other goes through, because our main objective is to come together, work together, and be able to build together. And that takes, compromise and being able to, please each other beyond sexually, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And that's it for me. I yield.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, y'all. If anybody else got any more questions, if not, I'm gonna let Miss Anonymous. She couldn't stay too long. She told me she couldn't be here too long tonight. If nobody else,
no, I got the grandkids tonight.
Oh, you got the grandkids? Okay. Any positives?
I got the grandkids tonight.
If we don't have any more positive statements, we're going to let her go for the night.
I'm sorry.
No, you really, I really respect you.
No, my face
hit
the mute button, so I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I said I respect you.
Thank you. Well, you always have respect for me, so I don't even.
Man, we go way back.
I've always had it for you.
We go way back.
Yeah, I'm just okay with, like I said, speaking what happened to me, and I'm okay with not feeling as if I have to do something to please the world. No, I don't. And that's it. And I just wanted to speak my truth because, like I said, I felt like the listeners from last week, I owed them an explanation.
No, that was real. I think that everybody really got to understand it now. More of, like I said, we might still have people feel certain type of ways, but listen, on my podcast, it's no right answers, it's no wrong answers. We just
well,
we
maybe they feel in some type of way because it's something in their own truth that they need to tell.
Yeah,
sometimes that
we
be
just,
the issue.
All we do is keep it real here. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what my
so
show is all
about. So if you have callers that call
real.
In and they feel negative, maybe it's something they need to go back and dig deep down within themselves and be real about.
Yeah, you're right. Who knows? So look, before I let you go, So you fine, and your man is fine. Oh, man, we got another person.
You like Mary J. Blige, just fine, fine.
Hold on. I promise you, this is the last one. I promise you. Hold on one second. 1298, you live.
Hey, Jay Sean. I hope all is well.
Hey, LaToya. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, to Anonymous, last week I was on and I said, when I did press one, and I said, people should respect your wishes. I do applaud you
yes.
for actually telling your truth. And
thank you.
Everyone else, oh, you're welcome, everyone else that came on and spoke is the truth. So I applaud you, Anonymous. Yes. I will say continue speaking.
Thank you.
And to others, yes. You're welcome.
Okay. Wow, that's deep.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I think that, see, this is a prime example of negative and positive. Or turning a negative into a positive. Because you won people over on what they assumed was negative, but now you won people over for what is positive. And that's right in his act. You know what I mean? Look, I'm going to let you go before somebody else wants to talk to you. You know, I see you. You know, I see you on Monday. And I'm gonna talk reckless anyway when you get off the phone anyway. So, but that's what I do. I gotta do that for people like Evagine. She always coming for me. So I got.
Wow.
She always coming for me. So I got to talk reckless when you
it's
get
okay,
off.
It's okay, but,
you,
you know, like I said, I appreciate you for having me.
Now, you
I
know
appreciate
how
you for allowing me to tell my truth. I appreciate
you was
the listeners.
You was
I appreciate the feedback
one.
That came from it. I just appreciate everything and everybody. And I could care less about the negative comments.
So, look. All I want you to do for me is if you find it in your heart that you might decide to do that for your man one day.
Oh, my goodness.
Sean, really?
Lord, you said that. I ain't even worried about that.
Call our show.
It's a Jay Sean.
We'll be just fine.
It's a wrap.
We'll be just fine.
You know.
We good.
I see you Monday, Tree.
All right, y'all have a blessed night. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope y'all enjoyed yourself with y'all family, because I enjoyed myself and I enjoyed y'all today. So good night, everyone.
Yes.
Good night, and thank you again and your truth.
All right. See that? I almost slipped up and said her name at the end. You know that when Jay saw him, he started drinking. I almost slipped up and said her name at the end.
Now, if you didn't say nothing, then you know what? Some things you shouldn't say, Jay Sean. You should have just left that as is. Everybody didn't catch it. You almost slipped up.
I almost.
So you let it be known.
I said I see you Monday, blah, 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 blah.
I heard you.
She heard me, right? But I'm gonna tell you something. The people who Latoya, Evagene, Shadi, Miss Gigi, y'all phone's still open, so y'all could chime in anytime.
I will. Let me just mute myself out, and I will.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. What I try to do when I do my podcast is, I'll be honest. I play the villain, but I play the villain for the entertainment part of the show, but. Trust me, I sympathize with the real of the show, like Miss Anonymous. And it hit hard sometimes. I got four daughters, and one of my daughters was molested. Two times by two different men. So I don't take that lightly at all. Sometimes when you molest it could turn you gay. Sometimes it could course you mental problems, depression, make you suicidal. It could do a lot to you. And it's people in relationships right now with their lover or their significant other that've been molested. I've been married twice. When I think about it, one of my wives was telling me that she was molested by a family member. For over and over and over, I try to put myself in a position of another man who's somebody you care about who been in that situation.
Jay Sean, I don't want to cut you off. Well, it's a reason too, where there's a lot of failed relationships and failed marriages, because the person that was molested wasn't able to speak their truth, or they did speak their truth and their partner I had no understanding of it. So in that not having understanding, they were selfishly not even wanting to understand. I believe that everyone has their own way of dealing with the trauma of molestation, and some people never deal with it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that has never spoke their truth and never allowed themselves to go past it.
Could you marry somebody like that? Could you marry
repeat that.
Could you marry a man who wouldn't do oral sex on you? Hold up. Don't answer that fast. Could you marry a man and spend the rest of your life with a man who doesn't go down on you?
I would say yes. You know why? Because before the sexual aspect played a part in it, there was already attraction that he's already made love to my mind and because the physical part's going to come. It's the connection that you have mentally. That fuels the physical. Nowadays, I don't know, people just hook up. They don't even think emotions or go ahead.
Hold up, so you said yes, right?
Yes.
All right, hold up. Evagine, you still here? Evagine.
Okay, Sean, she might be there. She probably just put herself on mute.
On mute, yeah.
All right, I'm going to wait. I'll wait till she unmute. I'll wait till she unmute then.
Because
she always coming for me.
Someone else wanted to
her number right here. Evagine.
Jay Sean.
Who that be?
Grand Rising, my brother.
Oh, what's good? Hey, what's up, Leon?
What's going on, brother? I've been listening to the show.
Hey, yo, I was just talking about you the other day. I said, I was telling somebody that how you told me, man, I don't know why you wasting your time, man. You need to get back to writing movies.
Oh, yeah. I did say that to you, brother. What I said was, why are you wasting your talent? That's what I said to you. You shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing that over there. But I want to say I've been listening to the show, everybody's comments, the sister you had on. I didn't jump in and say anything. Then, Sister Soldier, sister, how you doing? What's her name, Jay Riri? What's her name?
Gigi.
Which
one? Gigi.
What's going on, Gigi? Gigi.
I'm doing well in yourself.
Gigi.
Yes. I remember when I was on the show, I had to step in between her and Solutions, and I got called. I said she reminds me of Sister Soldier's little sister.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she remembers that or not. I know. I want to see how she grew. Solution being here, he pushes the buttons. I like to see how she's grown. But I was listening to the show, man, you have a lot of that's been going on in the world for a very, very long time. That show could have she could have said various different things, And so what I would like to say is it's a cliffhanger for me. It's definitely a cliffhanger for me. You know what I would like, Jay? I would like to bring a man on.
Right.
And see what he said, because the show was about. The show changed when she spoke truth, when she spoke her truth or what happened to her. But. The question at hand was, the question that Jay put on the table from the beginning. It showed the switch when she spoke her truth. So, I'm not going to, I could come in and turn things around and say something else, but I would like to see the dude come on and tell his side. The story is like a
double-edged pointy sword.
Yeah, it's a double-edged pointy sword when you start talking like this. Then you got that grip in the middle. And that's the middle of everything. It's a lot, brother. It's a lot. That show changed. I'm telling you, it definitely changed from when it was. Like she said last week, she almost came out because somebody said something to her. But it's a lot of women walking around in pain and silence, holding that in like that.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of little boys, men, who's walking around with the same thing. Not as many as women, but you still got the little boys walking around with the same thing too. I would just love to see gentlemen come on.
Me, exactly.
Personally.
That's what I'm saying, because, and the reason I say that is because that's a delicate subject. Don't get me wrong. I sympathize with it. I really, really, really do. All right, hold on. Let's play the devil advocate for a minute. If you don't mind, Leon, let's play the devil advocate.
Mm-hmm.
The real devil advocate,
Leon.
Or the plain one?
Nah, not the real one, but you know, Leon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you marry a woman who didn't do oral and stay faithful and not get it from nobody else?
My answer probably would be the same as Sister Soldiers.
Huh?
Gigi, my answer probably would be the same as Gigi's, you know.
I hear you. What'd you say?
I said my answer would have probably been the same as Gigi's. I would have said yes. But the whole thing is, too, I hope y'all was listening. I hope y'all was paying attention. You know, like this is how I viewed the whole show. It's two different parts of this show. It was two different parts of this show. Her Truth was a whole nother segment, a whole nother part. But before that, what Jay put on the table, that was a whole nother segment, because we started off with that last week. Now watch this. Then y'all hear her say this, other stipulations too. And so,
right.
Nobody's going to push the bar and ask, playing devil advocates, nobody's going to push the bar and ask what those stipulations is. And to me, where's the fine media and all that?
Well,
I asked
one thing
her that.
She,
I,
well, she spoke
I asked
it.
Her, was it any other stipulation? Hold on.
She did.
On,
she said
up,
yes.
On,
she said
on.
Yes, but she didn't
say
what they were.
One second. I know, but 1 second. Shadi, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on.
Would you marry somebody who didn't do oral?
Yeah. I mean, you know, of course, if, you know. I mean, you know, where I'm at now, of course.
And you would never think about nothing else. No, I'm just asking Mick, because I'm talking to women.
Like I said, where I'm at now. I said it when I was speaking earlier. You know, where I was before, at my lower level of self, I wouldn't have done it. But where I'm at now, at my higher level of self, I can. You know, so
okay.
I evolved. You know, that's all.
But look, that's real. But look, somebody asked me, would I marry somebody who didn't do all? Let me get
would
my
you? Would you? Would you marry someone who didn't do all?
Well, come on now, look who you asking that question to.
Wow.
You know what?
Well, can I answer? I'm going to chime in there. And I know you were saying that question was for the fellas. Well, just my opinion. Men that say, no, they got to do oral, and they got to do this, and they got to do that, you better check yourself up and see why you need so much attention before you can be intimate with a woman that don't want to do that. Because some men need extra stimulation.
Listen.
Get them aroused.
On.
And some men need that just to get an arousement because, you know, they need some extra help.
But you do oral, right?
I have. I don't do anything now because I'm celibate and I'm single. So, but yes, I have with my husband. But it was an intimate thing. But it wasn't a thing that happened right away. It was the connection that we built along with, you know, getting to know one another.
Okay. But look, so if you met a man, Now, when you was in a relationship with him and y'all was contemplating getting married, would you give him oral before you married
no,
him?
No, no, sir. You know why? Why buy the cow when you can get the milk free? I don't want a man that's looking for a good time. I'm looking for a man that wants a good thing. See, because God said a man that finds a good thing,
okay?
A man that finds a wife finds a good thing. He didn't say a man that finds just a thing. But he did say a man that finds a wife finds a good thing.
But once you married him, you would do it.
If they came to that point and reconnected in that aspect, yes. But I wouldn't want him to ask me and tell me, because that's something that I feel that if when you have that connection with one another, there's things and intimate things that you know that you do and you feel with one another because of your connection, not because because that's what he wants.
But hold up. You said if he married you, you would do it, right?
Because then that's a part of being submissive. But I would have to have a connection. It ain't just marry me because you're going to get your dicks up. No, excuse my expression.
No, I'm not saying
but we're keeping it real.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you said if you married him, you would do it.
I said
right?
If I was married to him and we have that connection. That's a connection that you have. For some women, it's a thing that they do to try to keep a man. But the thing about it is you don't have to do that to keep a man if you already know you got him for keeps.
So if y'all didn't have that connection.
But listen.
So if y'all didn't have that connection, would you allow him to go down on you or would you tell him no? Because you didn't have
that
connection.
If there wasn't
right,
a connection,
right.
It would depend on the mood and what was going on at the time. But if I felt that there was
so
not a connection.
So that means you wouldn't.
Because when you have that connection, you know, it feels right. But when there's no connection, it don't feel right. Because he getting down there to me. Now you down there just messing around. Get your ass on up.
Yeah, but you don't know that, though. But I'm saying.
I want us to both feel that this is what we want to do with each other. It's not a thing where he asked or I asked. It's a thing that automatically happens in that intimacy, you know, moment. But you got to have a connection first. People that won't understand that, they just hook up. A lot of times now, they have sex with them and slept with them multiple times, and you ask them what their name is, the only thing they know is a nickname.
So the answer to the question when I asked you if you didn't have a connection with him and he just went down on you, you would make him stop. You would make him stop. Maybe he got the connection with you, you just didn't have it with him, but I'm saying you would make him stop.
If we would have, well, that would be an understanding, because sometimes everybody don't connect at the same time. That would be an understanding. But if I felt that we just didn't have a connection, first of all, if we don't both have a connection, it's not going to work, not with me. We both have the connection, you know, have a connection. It's not, you know, and sometimes I notice someone else's feelings, somebody else can be more in tune or, you know, you get a lot of people that love hard and they're looking for love. So the first person that shows them some attention, they feel like, oh, I'm in love with them. But they really don't have that connection, because when all the sex and everything is going, they don't have nothing else to talk about. They don't have no conversation. They can't have a conversation. Not a conversation that would really matter. You could all talk, but to have an intimate conversation, an intimate connection with someone, it hits different. It just hits different. And that's for me. Now, I don't know what nobody else do, because if I don't have a connection with you, yet you have a connection with me, I'm woman enough to say this, and this ain't working for me, because I'm not going to be selfish enough to just lead somebody on for my own selfish satisfaction.
Yo, look.
Have you been by yourself for 15
real,
years?
But look.
Could you repeat that?
It's men out here, right? It's men out here that believe that oral sex is part of sex. It's men
and
out
it's
here.
That, and
like,
that's because
I ain't,
of in their and I'm not calling no one ignorant, but in their ignorance of not educating themselves or ever having someone to have a connection with. There's some people that never had a real connection. They just had a hookup, and their feelings and emotions fueled what was going on. It wasn't a thing where they actually had a connection, where when everything else failed, they could still be companions and sit there and enjoy one another, other than just having sex. Because intimacy is more than just physical sex.
No,
intimacy
no, we're not
goes a long
sex.
Way.
About
you know, you can
sex.
Sit and connect with
not
yeah.
sex. We're not talking about sex. We're talking about oral sex.
Well, even oral is oral sex. 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 All sex is the same thing. That goes hand in hand. Because you go down on average man, average woman. If you going down on them, they want the rest to follow. At least I do. Mm. You got to kiss it before
hey,
you lick the sick.
Yo,
but we got to have that connection. I'm not just going to go out here and everybody I meet can go down on me. No, because no.
Yo, listen.
No.
Yo, know what? Now you talking my language, Miss Gigi. Now you talking my language.
You know, you got to keep it real. You don't want to go down on everything, and nobody
nah,
should want to go down on everything, whether it be man or woman. That's just
you
nasty.
Know, everybody on this line know. Everybody know that you got to lick it before you stick it. I don't know what we I don't know what kind of games we playing on this line or what kind of
I'm not playing no game, but what I'm saying is before you lick it or stick it, we gonna have some kind of connection.
Okay?
We gonna have some kind of connection. We ain't gonna just get in there just because it's something to do. And just because I'm looking at
yourself,
you, because you know a lot of times we be drinking and everything look good until the morning when you sober up.
Gigi, you been by yourself for 15 years?
Excuse me?
You been by yourself for 15 years?
No, 5.
Okay.
No, I have not been by myself for 15, and I'm by myself by choice. And that's because I am not going to allow anyone or anything to disturb my peace. If you're not coming in to add to my peace and I can add to yours, then what we doing? You're not going to come over here and disturb my peace. Because as my grandmother would say, not in this day of our Lord. I didn't understand that when she used to say it, but I now have an understanding because I have peace of mind. So the average man, you know, a lot of times women don't realize we send off signals just like men. We kind of send off signals. So that's why a lot
y'all
of times in relationships.
You send off more signals than we do.
Yeah, we do. But I'm saying that's why a lot of times in a lot of relationships, people just get caught up in the moment. They don't wait to see if it's going to be something other than that. Because, see, a lot of women don't understand. You guys, y'all look for that woman that's going to be that challenge. You can get, excuse my expression, but you can go get pussy anywhere. You can get a woman 5 days a week, 7 days a week to give you pussy every day. But you're looking for that one that's going to say, you know what, I'm going to make you work for this. And although y'all won't, you know, a lot of them won't admit it, because I understand they don't want to pull that player card. But when you know when you get that right woman, because that's the one that you marry. Because, see, not every man is going to marry every woman just, unless he's just a man looking for love. You know, he was starved as a child and not having a female figure in his life, so he's looking for every female figure, you know, that can nurture what it is that he lost in his, you know, whether it was his not growing up with his mother in his life, or being abused by women, or whatever, and it goes the same thing for women. If people took the time to get to know one another, instead of just getting to know what they can do in the bed, maybe then we won't have so many failed marriages and we won't have so many fathers out here fathering children and mothers out here having babies and leave, get up and walk away from them.
You can't make babies giving head. You can't make babies giving head.
Well, no, you can't make no spit ain't never made a baby.
I love this show.
You know, we got to keep it real. And the real thing is to be real with yourself. And when you real with yourself, it allows you to be real with the next person. But when you can't be real and honest with yourself, a lot of times people just go through the motions because they don't even know what they're looking for because they don't know what they even want for themselves. Before you can go out here and have a relationship and build a healthy relationship, and when I say healthy relationship, meaning having disagreements, arguments, and all that, because a lot of times people don't realize arguments are healthy in a sense unless they become toxic. Now, if you got somebody down in one another opposed to somebody just misunderstanding what was said or taking it the wrong way, it makes a big difference.
You've been alone five years?
5 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, they always tolerant. But if you're not talking right, I don't have no tolerance for nonsense, and I'm too old to be playing games.
No, before that you was married?
Yes.
For how many years?
8.
And then you've been alone now 5 years.
5 years, but no, I was actually with someone before that. I was with someone for 18 years. We just never married. But my husband and I were together for 8 years. And
but now you've been alone 5 years.
I've been alone 5 years. I was in a relationship for 19 years. I got out of that relationship. I was single for about 3 years. I met another gentleman, and we were together for about 9 years. When I moved to North Carolina,
and now you've been alone
for 2 years.
And now you've been alone 5 years.
And I've been alone for 5 years by choice because I won't settle, and I won't put myself in a box to fit into somebody else, to fit into someone else's box.
But look, so when you were the marriage you was just in for 8 years, you and him was doing everything though, right?
Of course, he was my husband. Yeah, we were actually before we got married, we dated for 2.5 years, no sex. Conversation, we had a ball, getting to know one another, laughing, joking, the whole nine. But then we realized once we got married, I realized because I was not ready to be submissive, and there was a culture barrier. My ex-husband was from Ghana, and him being the elder child, I don't know if there's anybody on here that has dated a man from another country or African.
Yeah, you married an African?
I did. And no, I did not marry for marriage to make him a citizen. He was already a citizen, had been a citizen.
I know y'all was getting busy. Y'all was getting busy.
And we dated. No, it was a culture barrier. He was the eldest son. So in their culture, which the elder son, they're very strong-minded. Me being a very strong-minded woman, and at the time, not fully understanding all of the aspects of marriage. When we married, we didn't love each other because we did. But we didn't take those 2 years. We were so much having so much fun with just enjoying one another. We didn't, we didn't really discuss the family aspect of it as far as his culture.
So Africans don't like oral sex?
Of course they do. They like any other man. It don't matter if you're Chinese. What your nationality is, a man is a man. Y'all all got the same parts, just like a woman got the same parts. One thing I grew up with 13 uncles. Yes.
You've been single 5 years, so you don't date?
Oh, yeah. I've been out on dates.
Okay.
And when I see that it's not, I'm not going to waste somebody else's time, and I'm not going to allow them to waste my time. And I just gracefully bow out. We can remain friends, but this ain't going to work for us. You know, I refuse.
How old are you now?
57. 57.
57.
Mm-hmm.
57 years old. So I'm trying to figure at 50. So 57, oral sex might don't even matter to you then, right? At 57.
oral sex has never really mattered to me. Do I enjoy oral sex when it was being done? Yes. But is it a necessity or something that I just, you know, you got to have? No, because if we're not going to connect, no way we ain't going to connect that way either. You know, oral sex should not be the center of, you know, your relationship, because you can have women. I'm going to go back to the first time that I had oral sex. It wasn't something that forced me. It was the connection that we had at our intimate state. But we had also, but I've always been, despite you ones that think that if you don't have sex with a man right away, he ain't going to stay. Women, stop fooling yourself, because when you give it up right away, that's how they treat you accordingly. And that goes both ways. Because that go both ways. Because I definitely, at one time, was a pimpette.
Yo, look, we running out of time. We running out of time. You have something to say, Leon?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. Gigi.
Yes.
I want to take you back.
Okay.
I heard you say, she did say what the rest of her stipulation was. I want to know what her stipulations was. She had other stipulations. How many was it and what were they?
Well, she said the one that she said she was sodomized. So that also, I mean, read between the lines, that meant you're not going in the back door and she's not giving you no oral sex. So if you like the back door, then that's not going to work for her. I'm the same way. Well, ain't nothing supposed to go in. It's only supposed to come out. And if you want to do that to me, then let me do it to you. And if you ain't willing to do it like that, then guess what? That ain't what we going to do. Because it's the same for a woman as it is for a man. Some women like that. Some men like it. Yes.
Gigi. I didn't take it to be any of that. Because for me to assume, that that's what it is.
Well, I didn't take it that way, baby.
Well, no. Listen to me. She said that she had other stipulations.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't hear, like I said to you before, I didn't hear her name once. So you just assumed that that's what she was talking about. For me, I wanted to hear what those other stipulations was too.
Well, you know what? She wasn't ready to tell yet. You know, sometimes it comes in bits and pieces.
I didn't take it to be that either, because she was up here telling her truth. Nope, I didn't take it to be that, because she was telling her truth.
Well, my opinion.
So I figured that should come out.
Just my opinion. I believe, and this is only because I have worked with domestic violence. I've worked with sexually molested children, as well as, like I said, hitting home. I know you. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but Jay Sean is my niece's father that he spoke about. So it hits home, you know, it hits a little different. So some people can, once they get started, can tell it all, and some people have to tell it in bits and pieces. So that would be another time for another show. And, and that would be part of her healing. You know, not everybody is willing to say that. And before the show ends, just showing you guys hear me say I work with domestic violence, and that is with children with sexual abuse, as well as women and men that have went through physical, mental, sexual abuse as well. I am going to talk to a gentleman that does not have a problem with telling his truth. I had an opportunity of meeting once I came here to North Carolina. He is a TV star. I'm just going to say he was on at one time the TV show Greenleaf. And I'm going to reach out to him. He's very busy because he has a lot of other things going on. But I'm going to reach out to him and see if he wouldn't mind coming on the podcast to speak his truth about being sexually molested as a man, you know, as a young boy. I can't
listen, we got
to. But I'm going to reach out to him.
One second. Hey, Leon.
Go ahead, my brother. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I didn't know, but Miss Anonymous, she been listening the whole time, and she just told me that she want to come back on to answer your question. Oh. So we're going to bring Miss Anonymous back real quick.
Wolf.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Ms. Anonymous.
You want to ask me something?
Yeah.
I thought you
said
was God
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You said, well, you know how people will listen. People will listen in. They don't necessarily have to go anywhere. You know, when you come up here, when we come up here on these podcasts, I have my own two podcasts also, but when you come up here, you put yourself up there. What the question I wanted to know was, you said earlier that you had other stipulations to your relationship, and I wanted to know what those other stipulations was. I didn't want to assume anything, you know, so I like
and
to
I
ask people directly.
And I also said that I was sodomized as a kid.
She said that.
Said
you
that.
Got that, but that's just one. Was there any other stipulations?
What are the stipulations is it going to be? I'm not going to have oral sex, and I'm not going to have anal sex.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what are you looking for?
I'm not looking for anything. I was looking for the answer that you just gave. Yeah, I heard you say that. But
I see you picking it, and you picking it. Like, what is it that you want to hear? I'm not getting it. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I was sexually molested as a kid from 8 to 12.
I got that.
I was sodomized, and I was made to have oral sex with my uncle. That's who you want to know who it was?
No, that never came to my mind either. Who it was did never make a difference
well,
to me.
Well, trying to figure out what are you getting at? What is it that you really want to know?
Listen. Stop right there. Listen, sister, I empathize and I sympathize with you. Wait a minute. Just let me finish.
It doesn't sound like it.
I empathize. I know it. Listen, let me explain this to you, miss, so you'll know what you're listening to. I was assaulted when I was 8, and I often tell my stories on my two podcasts also. So there ain't no way I can empathize or sympathize with you. But what I was saying was, when you come up on these platforms and you put it out there, then, you know, like when I do all my shows, they can ask me whatever. Because you know what? I'm an open book. You understand what I'm saying? So the two things that you just came out and said, you feel like that I'm picking. I'm telling you, see, you didn't know I was molested when I was 8 all until I was 12. You wouldn't have known. But there's no way.
I see, my whole thing is, this is the first time that I'm ever going into details about what happened to me. So whatever answer
you never had therapy?
You're
looking
for.
You never went to therapy?
I said I went to therapy.
Okay. I didn't hear that. So that I got to ask. So I didn't hear it. That's what I'm going to ask you.
Oh.
I've been to therapy for 14
years.
I said
after this happened to me and my mom found out about it, She did what she was supposed to do and took the proper steps and got me the help that I needed.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
But I could sit here today in my truth. Now, I'm not sure if you caught the middle of the podcast, the end of it, or wherever, but I've been to therapy for it.
Uh-huh.
I did a lot of years in therapy for it. I'm still doing this. I'm still doing therapy for it.
Can I kind of interject real quick? Just real quick.
Just wait a minute. Hold on.
Thank you right there for also telling your truth. I know you said you have two podcasts where you speak it, but you did not speak it here. I understand you asking the questions, and just my opinion, I believe you asking the question was also to help you understand what it is that you may need to say as well as your truth. Because you were kind of picking, and I heard what I heard was, and I was just waiting for you to bring it to the forefront, that you was also molested. I was waiting before I asked you the question, and why I was going to ask you the question was because of the questions you were asking. So I commend you both, and Jay Sean, if it could be a time that you could come back with this and have a segment on just this and give people an opportunity if they would like to come on and share their truth. Because some people don't feel comfortable, you know, on every platform being able to share that. And I think that it will also be a healing process, because your show, your podcast, and even though we're keeping it real, all that is a part of keeping it real. So I think that we can pull the positive out of this, okay, because I still kind of hear, Ms. Anonymous, a little bit in your voice where you feel like you have to defend yourself, you know, because of the way,
yes,
you know, people. And a suggestion, along with you, I think the more you tell your truth and you tell your story will help you heal, that you don't feel that you have to, you know, feel like you got to jump to the defensive, because you don't have a reason to be defensive. That's
right.
One of the reasons when the
but
things
the reason,
when I
think the reason why I am defensive, because a lot of years they made it as if it was my fault.
Okay, that's what, okay.
And
now,
it wasn't my fault.
Cut you off.
And I explained
it was never
that
your
the last
fault.
Time.
Okay, it was never your fault. But this comes
yeah,
back
I
to me
that.
Asking you the question, I mean, saying to you, blaming yourself, and not so much saying that, you know, it was something that I did to do that. But this sounds like there's still a part of you, because you still feel like you have to defend yourself. And I'm just saying this, like I said, because I work with people like this. Once you get past that point where it really doesn't bother you, you will never feel a need to have to defend yourself about your story or worrying, you know, that you got to, you know, because you're trying to defend what people are saying or what you feel people are doing to judge you. So continue to keep telling your story, and that will get easier. Never feel like you got to defend yourself because you're asking a question, but that's the part right there where you still need a little bit of that healing, and that is normal. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with you. That is definitely normal, and a part of that, talking about it and coming on, and that's why I said, can we do a segment where the two of you guys can kind of open up to give other people the courage to maybe speak their truth to heal them, because it's still a healing process, I believe, for both of you. Young man, I don't remember your name, but it sounds like
you
talk about it a little bit more, but you still have questions.
Can you listen, can you give me a second? Just give me a second. GG, give me a second, GG, because I want to correct a couple of things that were said.
Okay.
From both of y'all. Here's the thing. See, GG, I know you don't know me. I know there's people on this line who do know me, who have been on my podcast just as Jay has. And so I'm saying, you know, this ain't no therapy session to me, because I'm an open book. See, I'm not anonymous when I speak and talk. When you tell your story, you tell your story. Now, everybody's process is different. So I'm not saying that Ms. Gigi shouldn't be, Ms. Anonymous shouldn't be anonymous, because you have to tell your, you have to be unanonymous or ready to tell your full story. See, I came on my podcast with my truth. So, no,
yeah.
I didn't have to worry about none of that. So wait a minute. But y'all said that y'all felt like I was picking. Nope, I wasn't picking. What I was doing was asking questions.
And I
so
understand
I can,
that.
So listen, wait a minute, hold on.
Mm-hmm,
so I can get the full understanding of what I was listening to, but like Gigi said, Anonymous, you feel like you have to defend yourself. See, I never felt like I had to defend myself, because I had to protect somebody else also. It wasn't just me. At 8 years old, I had to protect somebody else. But like I say, on my podcast, I've often told my story. So, no, I wasn't picking to pick your story. And for you to say who it was the farthest thing from my mind. What I was doing was just trying to help you along and let you know that, like she said, you got nothing to feel guilty for. You got nothing to defend yourself for. We were children. You hear what I said, Anonymous? We were children. And it's a lot more out there. Listen, and there was a lot more of us out there than just me and you. You know, and I can't negate what happened to you or me or the person I was protected to, my brother. But there's a lot of us out here that a lot of things was a whole lot worse than them. See, that's why when I speak, I tell my truth, and I put myself out there. Okay, what question you ask me, I can answer it with truth. And I'm transparent on my shows, on my different shows. You know, Jay can tell you, anybody else on here who's listening, they can tell you too. And so
well,
I don't
you know
want
what
you
I would
ever
like
think
to come
that.
On your show one day so I can listen to it. I can't really speak on that because I've never heard your show, and as maybe a lot of people of us that have been on there, so we don't know what your, you know, you speak on your show. We only know what
no,
you said on
no,
this
you
platform.
Don't know. No, no. You, no,
I personally don't
know.
I didn't say that everybody. I said I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one on here that may not have heard your, been on your podcast to hear, you know, your truth. So only thing I can make my opinion on, because there's no assumptions, I can give my opinion on is what you said on here, because that's all mm-hmm. I've heard, you know.
Well,
so now that I know
questions.
That
you heard,
do have a couple podcasts, I'm going to check you out.
You heard questions. My show comes
yes,
on Monday.
Yes, I heard questions.
Coming
I
up,
did.
Yeah, that's
I
all
heard
you heard.
Questions.
For me, was questions. Yeah, you heard me ask questions because I wanted to understand what I was formally listening to. And like I said, it's a cliffhanger because I would love to bring the guy that she's with up here because that's where it started from with Jay anyway.
Yeah, know, that's where it started. But I was just speaking
right.
on when you said, you know, I was saying that you was fishing because from, I'm Miss Anonymous, I don't want to misquote you, but it kind of felt like you were, you know, because you wanted to know, and I understand you were wanted to have an understanding of what it was she was saying. But
yeah,
because
I didn't hear all the, I didn't
like,
hear all the beginning. I didn't hear the beginning part.
Okay.
I never heard the beginning
okay, see,
part.
Okay,
well,
we didn't
why.
Know that part. But would it sound like from what you were saying that you was looking for a certain, you know, answer, but now that you said what you said, I have a different understanding of what you was, why you were asking the question.
Well, see, we never know. We never know. We never know. We never know. We never know what one has been through in this anonymous.
And we
don't.
We never
know.
So that's why it's always important.
Wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying to her is that you never know. I could be the one to help you along. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying to you is we just don't never know who's going through what on these lines until you come up and you say what
exactly.
you're saying. See, me,
and
my
we
guards
never
are
know
down.
Who we
my
may
guards
help.
Are down. Right, but my guards is down. When I
mm-hmm.
open up the book, it's from cover to cover. And you can ask whatever you want. I'm not going to get defensive. I'm not going to feel like somebody's picking on me. I didn't hear the beginning of the conversation.
Oh, no, no, no. I
wasn't
didn't say picking on her.
Week.
I didn't say that. I
no, no, no,
saying,
no. Y'all, you,
oh,
said,
okay.
you said picking. Y'all used the word picking. You was picking.
I used the word
picking
because
was
it was the way
get.
You was asking the questions.
Right.
It felt like
yeah.
what she was saying to you, you were picking apart her story to find like
asking
something else. But
questions.
I didn't know
asking
that
questions.
You did not
asking
know.
Questions.
I did not
asking
know that you didn't hear it from the beginning. So now you're giving
okay.
us
that's
a better understanding, you know,
but now
what
I understand what he was saying, that I don't have to feel offensive. I felt like he was
no.
just picking through it or picking to
no.
see what, you know, but that is my truth, and it is
let me,
what it is.
Let me tell you, Miss Anonymous, let me tell you what I just did for you, and you don't even realize it. And everybody on this line listening didn't realize it either. See, you expressed who it was. That's the first time you did that out loud. See, and that was good. My mind wasn't there, but you thought that my mind was there. I never expressed on my show either. It was a family member, but I never said how close or whatever. So that came out in the process of me asking questions, not picking, asking
questions. But the thing
questions.
About that part, I'm never embarrassed about that part because I know
okay.
who did what. I know who
you,
it was.
You shouldn't be embarrassed about no part. You shouldn't be embarrassed about no part.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed
about anything.
I'm just
yeah.
saying. I'm not afraid to say who it was. Just like you said,
right.
I'm not up here being Miss Anonymous. I could say my name. I choose
not to say my name.
That's
your choice. Right. That's your choice. That's your choice. I'm not asking for that.
But
I wasn't asking. All I was asking for was full understanding.
Right, but you said you're up here
to.
Being anonymous, but that's not why. I could say who I am. What's somebody going to do? Nothing.
I think that there was just your not what you said, the deliverance of what you said.
Don't miss the message. Don't miss the message because you took
offense
to the deliverance.
You know,
right, I'm just saying, hold up,
Gigi. You know,
don't
think that. I didn't know that about you. That's something new for me.
That's
I never
that's
heard
why
you say that.
You said what
I
you've done
you
for her,
been on my show.
Something. This this here has done something for both of you. Because not everybody on here, like I said, listens to your podcast. Not everybody knew your truth. So you're willing to also,
that's not what he just said, Gigi.
Open up and tell your truth.
That's not what he just said, Gigi. That's not what he just said, Gigi. What he said to you was he didn't know that because on my show, he hasn't been on my show when I said that, but he's been on my show plenty of times. I actually had him on my show and interviewed
him. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm saying when you said that, even someone has been on your show. So I just said he's been on your show, he's heard it, but he didn't know that. So you opened up the door also for other men to also be able to say, hey, wait a minute, that happened to me too. Because that's also still a healing process. Whether you want to look at it that way or not, it's always a healing process when you begin to speak about it.
Because when you speak about it,
means that you're healing. Because when you're not healed, you can't talk about it.
Let me slow you down. Miss Anonymous, so y'all would know this. So you can understand what this is and where this is coming from. One of my podcasts is called The King's Roundtable. I facilitate an all men support group. So when you're talking about this talk right here, trust me, I don't want to say this is light for me, but to facilitate an all men's group, an all men support group, and then every now and then I open it up to the ladies, which will be happening this Monday coming, Grown Folks Talking. So y'all welcome to come up. You know, this show here is going to be as powerful as any of my other shows. So I don't want you to ever think, like I said, Anonymous, that I'm going to assume anything because I don't. My job in this world, walking as a king, one of the guys that walked this universe, is to try to help, is to try to heal. And so for me, you know, I wasn't thinking I was asking questions to get full understanding. But sometimes, like I said, don't miss the message because of what you think the delivery is. That's what's wrong with us now as people. First of all, we talk on top of each other, and we don't listen.
For me, whenever you speak, because before I spoke, saying what I said, I always ask God to give me the understanding. So I never think that. I'm actually ecstatic that you came out and said that on this particular platform because not everyone knew that. And that, like I said, it's going to give another man, another king, the encouragement to maybe tell their story and begin their healing. So it's all a good thing. It's nothing bad about it because there's things that happen to, you guys as children, and I improvise, sympathize, but I can't say that I understand it because I was not in your shoes. But you're giving me an understanding that even talking with the domestic violent adults, children, young adults that I speak with, you guys are giving me insights too.
How long you been doing that? How long you been doing that? How long you been doing that work? How long you been doing that?
I have been for the last 8 years.
Well, let me tell you something, Miss. I've been dealing with kids like that and worse than that for 40 years.
Oh, well, I've probably been dealing with kids like that, but as far as coming out and speaking on a platform and, talking about that, I've been doing it for 8 years. But I have been dealing with children and young adults. I'm 57. I started doing it. I had a program at 17, young ladies, young girls to young ladies, where we taught them etiquette. We taught them about the things that they may not have been taught at home. Because unfortunately, I don't know about anybody else that's been on here, but anybody that's my age and older, maybe a little bit younger, our parents didn't talk about this. Sex and all that stuff was like taboo. They might have 10 kids, but they act like they've been a virgin all their life. So we didn't have a chance for no one to tell you, the right's the wrong. I now have an in-house daycare. I teach my daycare kids good touch, bad touch, to know when someone's doing something to them, and I make them feel comfortable that they can come and talk. They can't tell anyone else, no matter what they tell you, because a lot of times predators tell them all kinds of stuff, and kids are afraid to tell. So we have to start it there, within our homes, and if we have opportunity and we're we're influencing young people, that we tell them these things. You know, we talk to them because there's a lot of times now older people didn't tell us, and young people now, babies having babies, they don't have the knowledge to tell them. It's not that they don't want to tell them, and we're going to uphold and we're going to commend all those parents that are don't find it robbery to step into a child's life that don't belong to them and uplift them and guide them. That's part of our job, too. We got to start, I heard someone say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to say, I want to correct y'all on something else that you said, too. First of all, I'm older than all of y'all. That's number one. I know my voice sounds don't sound like it. That's what I've been told anyway. So I'm definitely older than all y'all. And I still carry some burden.
Wait a minute, repeat that. Can you repeat
that? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me
now? I can, but you have it like it's like a back echo.
Was it echo? You hear echo?
Man, I can hear you clearly, but it was like an echo.
Okay. Yeah, what I want to say is I'm older than most of y'all on here. That's number one. I may not sound like it, but I am. And one of the things that I still, the only thing that I still carry with my incident is that I never told my parents. My parents are still alive. They're in their 80s. I've never told them because they're the ones who left me with the individual. And not only that, it's one of their family members. And what I want them to do is live the rest of their days not having to worry about what they did or whatever. Because, you know, people don't believe you. Start telling them stories. That's why we carry them so long. Because we know people are not going to believe us. But I just want to know that.
Not always true. I don't know. I said, it hit home.
Right,
when my niece told me what was going on, I went into action. Not just did I go into action. She had a support team. You know, I didn't just do it by myself. I called her father. I spoke with my niece. I spoke with my sister, who was her grandmother. So these are the things that we also have to do, because by you not speaking, and I'm not saying because I understand you said your age of your parents, but how would you think they would have felt you didn't tell them and they heard it from someone else?
Who was it for them to hear from? There was
whoever
nobody
was
for them,
them to hear from. Baby, let me tell
no,
you something.
There wouldn't have been nobody else to hear from.
Oh, because you never told anyone.
I've never told anyone. But I've started
speaking
my truth.
Okay, well, in that
truth,
case, if you've never told anyone, that's understandable. So,
but
there's always...
Didn't you hear what I said, though? Didn't you hear what I said? I said to you that this is why we don't. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been molested as a kid?
I have not.
Okay, so listen, this is what I said.
That's why I said I can't speak on that part. I can only speak
right.
on
so,
because I had
see,
a niece
see,
that was molested. I've had two
see,
nieces, not even one, two nieces, and they were sisters that was molested.
Well,
can I say
on.
Something?
Yes, come on.
Can
come
I
on.
Say something?
Sure.
Come on, sister.
When the incident happened to me, like I said, it happened from 8 to 12. I did not say anything to my mother. The reason why I didn't say anything to my mother is because, like Ms. Gigi just said, the threats. I'm going to kill your mother. I'm going to kill you. I was an 8-year-old kid. I didn't know that he couldn't kill us. I didn't know that he couldn't do those things. But once I got big enough and now I felt I can tell her, that's when I told her. And it was never... No, I don't believe you. She went into mother mode. So I get why you didn't tell your parents. And then I get why you didn't tell your parents. Because I wore both shoes. And even in my, like I said, I don't know if you caught it earlier, even in my mother's last days, I've asked her about it when she before she passed.
Never caught that.
Did she blame herself because she had to work? And the conversation that I had with her was more of she did blame herself because she had the words. And if she knew that that was going on, she wouldn't work. She wouldn't have went to work. It's a hard. My mother was what?
A single parent.
She was a single parent, but she wasn't a single parent. Like, my dad was there, but he was a truck driver.
I got you.
He was on the road all the time. And when he found out, Jesus.
He went into kill mode. He pulled his gun out. He wanted to kill.
He went into
like
kill
a
mode. So now she's trying to. So I get it. You know, I just don't. I was more or less worried about my mom more than me. Because that was my best friend.
I just want you to put your guards down. Because you're not alone, sister. That's my message to you. You're not alone. You never were. And you're not now.
And I respect that.
You know, a lot of times, too, the things that weren't talked about and told. A lot of parents themselves were in molestation situations, and there were children birthed out of that. And I don't know how, you know, you said you're much older than me, so you would understand, because a lot of times if you lived up north, your parents or your grandparents, whoever was your guardian, would send you down south. If you lived down south, they would say, if you had family members up north, they would send them up north. And they would birth these babies, and next thing you know, you would never see them pregnant. And sometimes the parents took the children on as their own children and raised them. Most of the time that's what happened. And years later, this child knows that this is her child, you know, and then the child has to suffer because they're told, this is not your sibling, this is actually your parent. Or your mother. So it goes, all that goes hand in hand. You know, so for you guys that, you know, that you, I recommend, like you said, you didn't tell your mother in the beginning because of all the threats. And most molesters have been molested. Hurt people hurt.
No doubt. Some.
Some of them, not all of them. Some of them are just sticking their heads.
I didn't do that.
I didn't do that to no kids.
No,
thank God.
Not everybody get past that. Not everybody, you know what I mean, because they never had a chance to heal. You was able to get the therapy. Young man, I don't know if you got therapy, but whatever you did or your, you know, to help, you know, to fuel your healing, I commend you with keeping that to yourself. And not turning around and being a molester yourself, you know, because it could have happened, not calling you one, not saying that that's what you would have done, but it could have easily happened that way. So I definitely commend you, and I commend you for having a man, you know, all men's conference, because iron sharpens iron. So with all that, like I said, if we could, hey, Sean, you could, I mean, you know, to do a podcast, even if we do something with, you know, a group podcast, your listeners, their listeners, and do one where, you know, you open the platform up for people to be able to come and express themselves. They may not do it the first show. They may not do it the second show, the third show. But one day something may trigger in them, and they, you know, say, okay, I want to heal in too, because I've heard these people, and they, you know, they begin, they're not playing victim, they're victors, you know, because some of the time.
And that's the truth. Gigi, talking with Leon, that's what he did. He opened up a platform to get everybody
a voice,
and they spoke, and they, because he told it, and everybody else told their truth. And every Monday was a heck of a show.
Well, that's why I said I have to listen to his show. So I'm thankful for this. There's never no mistakes.
Yeah.
There's never no mistakes. There's never a wrong question. Only question as wrong as the one you don't ask.
Correct.
So you know, it's a beautiful thing to have this platform right now, because I deal with so many children and young adults as well as grown people. that have carried this throughout their lives and didn't know how to deal with it. And there's a lot of people that have committed suicide. There's a lot of people that turn to drugs or turn to alcohol or whatever they turn to, trying to escape what has happened to them. So I commend you both, however you tell it and whatever platform you tell it on, for just telling it.
Well, what I want to say to that is thank you. I want to say thank you, and Anonymous. I just spoke up and I spoke out. See, it didn't matter to me, Anonymous, whether you stayed on and you was listening to the people's comments or what they was going to say after that, because I hold fast to what I speak about. And and guess what, sister?
No, I just wanted to hear the rest of the show. I didn't know that it was going to go back to,
That's okay. A lot of questions didn't get answered. That's why I was asking questions. But I want to say to you, I got you standing on my shoulders, sister, and I'm going to say this to you again. You're not alone. You never were. You never will be. This has been going on for centuries, way before us. And so I have to be your keeper, just as your minds. You're just telling your story. My story's been told. Y'all heard, he's been on my show, but he's never heard me say any of that because he wasn't on the show that when I presented it. But, you know, if you want to come on my show, come on Monday. You know, the show starts at, I ask everybody to start coming to the room at 6:45. My show starts at 10:00. And this show here that I got coming is very powerful. Jay said something in the beginning of this show. He said, and I understood what he said, and this is going to be to you too, Anonymous. Jay said he's been doing this 3 years, and he's never had a show like the one he had before last week, right? And I could say the same thing because last month on my men's support group, I had a show, and I'm dealing with men, grown men that's older than me. I think the oldest person in my group is about 80. He's in his 80s or he's 80 on down. I'm just saying, we have to heal each other. And like I said, my guard is down. My guard's been down. My
Thank
book
you
is
for
like
being your
cover to cover. Yeah, it's my book is. But see, I had to protect my brother too because he has Down syndrome. So I had to protect him also because it happened to him first. But I was 8. I was 8 years old. So it takes a lot for people to want to come out to express whatever it is that they may be going through, especially in my podcast. And what I was getting back to Jay was, last month was the biggest show I had on my podcast. But guess what? I didn't tape it. Out of 13 people that was on my line, 12 people spoke out and told their story. That's powerful. I just want to say, Anonymous, I know you just everything's a process for you right now because you just started, you know, sharing your story outright. And I'm just going to say to you, like I told you before, sometimes I'm telling you, you're not alone. You're definitely not alone. Y'all can get the number for Jay. Come on my show. I know Jay's show. Whoever comes in,
just get a number.
Well. The number to the podcast is 520-525.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of slow.
If you're going to call from your house phone, you're fine. But if you have T-Mobile or one of those booths, they're going to charge you to get into the room, but I can show you how to get into the room for free.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it. But as long as you don't have T-Mobile or Boost or nothing like that, you're fine.
I always try to
get people I help. You said you do?
Yeah, I have Boost.
Yeah. All you have to do is call that number and text. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is text that number. Call me. So I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying to you. Text that number. Call me. And the minute you do that, your phone's going to ring while it's still in your hand. Just answer it. It's going to put you right in the room.
Okay. So you said when you have T-Mobile or Boost, just a quick reminder, if you have T-Mobile or Boost, If you have a house phone, call from there. Because I finally found out why my phone number of 30 years was blocked, and it was because I was calling into the show on my cell phone. They do not allow it. They will, not always, but they will block your number, and you will lose that number. I went through it. I don't know if one time I spoke this on one of Jake Sean's podcasts. So T-Mobile and Boost do not allow you to be on the what they call a party line, is what they call it, where people call in.
This is the difference.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't happen to everybody, but it's a big chance. It happened to me, and I had my number for 30 years.
But this is the difference. Mm. The difference is, I understand exactly what you're saying. This, I have a podcast, so it's visible. You know what I'm saying? It's with, you can actually see each other if you turn your camera on. So what I'm saying to you is, the information that I just gave y'all will work because that's audio, and they can't charge you for audio. So there's always a way to get around, you know, godly people doing godly things. And so I can give you three more ways to get in that room. The same way I can get you to download the app in 3 or 4 minutes if you listen to me, where you can come in and just join, and you can have this, you can have visual too, or you can see what's going on right there, everybody that's in the room. So just come on in and enjoy yourself. You know, like I said, I know we way over time. I know Jay must be knocked out by now. I don't know. I hope Dre is on.
I think he has
to
respond.
He would have been cut in. He did cut in at the beginning, but I just want you to know, Anonymous, you're not by yourself, sister. And don't,
at
you know,
all.
Take them guards down. Just take them guards down. You don't need them guards up. You're supposed to be ducking and swinging. You understand what I'm saying? When you tell your story, duck and swing. You see what I'm saying? And so,
thank you.
And this is what we do. This is what we do up here.
Thank you, everybody, for their time, opinions. A great show. I'm going to say good night. Actually, my house phone is getting ready to die. So I am going to be signing off. Y'all have a blessed night. And I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night.
Good night.
All right. And I want to say before everybody hang up that I'm going to be doing my show live on Peep Game TV at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
I was on Saturday, yo.
Okay. All right.
I was listening Saturday, yo. Come on, man. What time Saturday?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, brother.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Where at?
Be there. I'll be there.
Called Peep Game TV on YouTube. Go to Peep Game TV.
Okay.
All I do is go in, Sadiq, and it'll take you to put me right on live as soon as I just go there.
Go there and make sure you guys press the bell where it says you can get the notary. You can get notarized.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I go live, it'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, but once I come in the room, It'll let me all the way in the room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be good because you're subscribed.
I've been looking at everything, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been looking at everything. Don't think I ain't. I've been looking at everything.
Yeah. So you know, we're striving to keep it going, man. We, you know, at the end of the day, it's about upliftment, man. Uplifting us.
I got 30 more people, brother. I'm coming behind you, brother. I got 30 more people.
Okay. All right. That's what's
up. I could have more now, but I got 30 more people. I'm trying to follow your footsteps. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Good night, everybody.
Jay Sean.
Yes, good night.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let
that
you know,
Dre,
you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life would be purposeless without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help
put your do-rag on.